When it comes to quitting smoking, experts agree that finding your motivation is one of the most important parts for quitting success. The Cancer Council's latest Make Smoking History campaign focuses on a group of West Australians who found their motivation to quit, their children. In fact, one of the most common reasons people quit is because of their loved ones. Wanting to be around longer for your partner, your kids, your grandkids, or anybody else in your life is a great motivator to help kick the habit. We saw this utilised in last year's Make Smoking History campaign, which was aired on TV. This featured 12 West Australians who were trying to quit smoking, and four of them talked about children being their biggest motivation. Sarah Beasley, who is the Make Smoking History campaign coordinator, is in the studio with me today and is going to give us a little bit more info. Sarah, how are you going?
Hey, well, thanks. Thanks for having me in.
No worries. Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah, you as well.
Thank you very much. So, we all know that smoking's bad for us, but particularly in WA, what's happening, you know? We all know it's bad, so why are we still smoking?
Yeah, listen, we are not doing terribly in WA. We've come a long way, particularly in the last 18 years, say. It's halved since 2000. We're sitting at about 11% prevalence of smoking in WA, but that does still equate to close to 230,000 people. So we definitely got a bit of work to do. Nicotine, of course, is very addictive, so a lot of people, most people, do want to quit, and it's just about finding the way that's going to work for them. Breaking habits can be hard, whatever the habit is, and I think the important message is that people just have to keep trying, because it is possible.
Yeah, sure. And so what's the focus? Obviously, the focus on last year's Making History campaign was about family, and we saw that on the quite confronting ads on TV. How did that go? How did that resonate with everyone?
Well, last year we were really lucky because we were able to recruit 12 local West Australians to be part of an ad called From Every Quitter. And that took a little bit of a different angle because we were trying to get across the message that it's very hard to quit when people are smoking around you. But this time around what we've done is, at the time when we filmed that ad, we took some time to interview the cast. So they're just everyday smokers and or recent quitters. And they talked just unscripted about whatever they wanted. And what we've done is looked at four stories who talked about quitting for their kids this time around, and we've made them into ads because we know that almost 2 in 3 Australian smokers are parents, so it will resonate with a lot of people. And it's, from talking to smokers, it's one of the top three motivations to quit. There's kids, health and finance. So, yeah, we're really looking forward to seeing the reaction to these ads.
Are they out already, or when are they going to be coming out?
Yeah, they've been on air for about a week and a half. The 25th of Feb, they went to air, and they'll be on air until the start of May. So you can also check them out on our Make Smoking History YouTube channel as well.
Yeah.
Or on the website.
And so, relating back today, being International Women's Day, is there anything that women in particular should know more about smoking?
Well, smoking is a known cause of cervical cancer, so women who smoke will definitely be reducing the excess risk of that disease. Definitely important for all women to be aware of the National Screening Program anyway, but quitting will reduce your risk of that. But also, there are a lot of risks to the baby if you're smoking while you're pregnant. People still do it, but it's perhaps difficult for some people to reach out for help because they're worried about being stigmatized. But it's just so important because there are a lot of risks to the baby and the mum if they're smoking.
What are some of the risks in particular?
So, well, at the very beginning, smoking for men and women affects your fertility. But if you do get pregnant, you have a greater risk of premature birth, miscarriage, ectopic pregnancy. The child might have stunted lung growth. They're an increased risk of SIDS. So there's a lot of things that could go wrong there. But as any point, quitting at any point during your pregnancy will be beneficial. And there's a really great free app called Quit For You, Quit For Two as well that you can download. And I guess that's a good starting place to get yourself on the right track. Whether you're thinking about getting pregnant or if you're already pregnant, that's a really good source of information.
So I saw a statistic that in WA alone, 1,700 lives are taken by tobacco every year. So that's about 5 people a day.
Yeah.
Which is a huge number.
It is.
So has that risen, or what's the go with the statistics there? Are we kind of figuring out?
Well, we know obviously a lot of people have quit over the years. There is a little bit of a lag because, you know, you don't get lung cancer the day you start smoking. It takes time to develop and you won't see the symptoms for a while and that sort of thing. And that's the same with a lot of diseases. You know, smoking contributes to heart disease and stroke, and that's the sort of thing that you see later in life. So while these numbers we're expecting to continue to go down, they're not as low as, you know, they could be just yet because of that lag time and from when people start to when they fall ill.
Is there a particular age when it's worse for people to smoke, or is it just legit your whole life you're just not good?
It's never good. Just, you know, as little as one cigarette a day will increase your risk of heart disease and lung cancer and really horrible things like that. So, of course, better not to smoke at all. It seems like most people take up smoking in their late teens, so 18, 19, 20, sort of that age. And the bulk of the smokers, yeah, around, say, 20 to 45. But just quitting at any stage will be beneficial. So if you quit, you know, when you're 20, if you quit when you're 80, you're going to have health benefits, which is really great.
So even, you know, somebody's been like, oh, I've been a smoker all my life, it's not going to hurt me if I keep going. It is, like, they should
stop. Oh, yeah, it will, you know, it's no good. There's over 7,000 chemicals in there. There's about 70 that can cause cancer. But it's just your day-to-day can be affected as well, even if you don't get one of the big diseases like cancer and heart disease. You're still going to be out of breath. You're still going to be coughing up horrible stuff from the tar. And it's, you know, it affects your skin, your hair, your breath, your sense of taste. If you quit smoking for just a couple of weeks, your taste will improve, which a few people, I run our Facebook page, and they find it quite shocking sometimes.
what things actually taste like?
Yeah, they have to change the way they season their food and things because they didn't realise what it was supposed to taste like.
That's so
it's pretty
good.
Interesting.
So with people quitting smoking, is it also going to help people around them, like secondhand smoke and stuff like that? Is that still quite dangerous?
Yeah, definitely. Secondhand smoke. So we were talking before about the mother who's pregnant. If she has people around her who are smokers, a partner or even like a mum or a dad who's around all the time helping out and they're smoking, that can affect the baby as well. And children and infants are particularly vulnerable because their lungs are still growing and they're not aware enough to move away themselves. So it's up to the smoker to just keep as far away as possible from non-smokers.
So, top tips for anyone thinking about quitting. What can we do?
Well, if you go to our makeswinghistory.org.au website, there's a bunch of information there. But one of the top things I'd do straight away is look up the My Quit Buddy app. It's a free app. Download it and it tracks your progress. It tells you how much money you're saving, the health benefits that you're hitting each week that you're smoke-free and that sort of thing. There's a forum you can talk to other smokers. So that's really good. If withdrawal symptoms are something that you're worried about, you can talk to your doctor about nicotine replacement therapy or prescription medications if that's something you want to try. But the main thing is, I know everyone's different. There's no right way to quit. So you're just going to try all the different things that you can until you find something that sticks. Have a good motivation to quit. And then it's about breaking your day-to-day habits because you'll just do things without realizing it. You know, grab a smoke when you don't mean to because it's something you've done every day for years. So you got to find ways to mix it up.
Yeah, and just one quick question, like, what is with vaping?
It's something that we're sort of keeping an eye on at the moment. It's not legal here in WA, and it's not approved by the Therapeutic Goods Administration, who approve, like, patches and things like that. So it's sort of not something that we're sort of, it's not in our toolbox at the moment to advocate to people, but we're keeping an eye on the research to see what comes from it.
So stay tuned for what's going to happen with that.
Yeah.
Well, you're on the Mag with Georgia. We were just speaking with Sarah Beasley about making smoking history. And if you want any more information, head over to makingsmokinghistory.org.au or call the quit line on 13 78 48.